You and I were just in Mar-a-Lago.
We were. Tell them what happened.
Well, what happened? Oh, as we're walking up to the deal, I see the president. He's sitting at his table. And he walks up. And as he's approaching, he looks at me. And he says,
Chad.
Now, I was like, I ignored it. Like, I've been around Trump. I don't think Trump knows me from Adam's house cat, honestly. So he comes up. He says my name. I reach out. I say my hand. I say, Mr. President. He gives the Donald Trump little hesitation, looks at me, sizes me up, see if I'm good enough to shake hands with. Chad reaches out, shakes my hand. And you say,
well, gosh darn it, I've wanted to meet you my whole life.
What's up, rock fans? Andy Rubenstein. You know me by my stage name, Axel Boners. I'm the former lead singer for Death Squirts, okay? And it is time for you to get out and vote. I want you to vote blue like you, and your life depends on it. Listen, man, you can't be a rocker like me and have a whole big dictator that wants to come down and take your freedoms away. So I want you to get out there to the places where people vote. I forget what you call them. Yeah, I know. I've taken enough drugs in my life to bring down a baby rhinoceros. There's enough alcohol to the point where I grew older and started to look like your lesbian Aunt Shirley. But hey, I believe in freedom. Yeah, I've put my penis in a lot of women. So reproductive rights means a lot to me, man. And we got to protect your ability to shout that baby death. That's right. Axel Boners is telling you right now, you better vote blue because you and your future depends on it, man. Don't let these crazy asshole conservatives out there tell you how you're going to live your life. You can't do that, man. You can't do that. Listen, you want to make sure that the drugs that we've enjoyed for all these generations keep coming across that southern border. There's only one way to do that, people, and that is vote blue. We're going to do it. Like October, November, I don't know. I forget. I didn't read the card. But let me tell you something. I've never voted in my life, but this is the year. This is the year. I think I'm going to try to make it. I think I'm going to try to make it. And if I can try to make it, you can try to make it too. So remember, folks, I'm telling you, all my rock fans out there, you got to listen. We want to vote blue because you and the future of this country, this country, I forget where we are, but it depends on it, okay? Okay. I got to take a hit. I'm going to take a piss. I'm going to take a hit. Did I do good? This commercial work for you? Cut. I like this. Let's go, boys. Let's go.
Hey, guys. You know, the price of gold is at a near all-time high, but many analysts think that we're just on the front end of a major wave of growth, and a lot of people are worried that there could be a real problem ahead for the U.S. dollar. Now, you've seen hyperinflation before, and it's certainly possible we could see it happen again here in America. If something like that were to happen, it's possible we could return to an economy run on gold and silver. It's more likely than you think. Your dollar bills would be basically worthless, and that's exactly why United Patriot Coin has created the Gold and Silver Patriot Pack. Each Patriot Pack is a pre-made bundle of small-sized silver and gold pieces, making it a perfect way to start building up your stack of precious metals for barter and exchange. It can also serve as a long-term store of value that's more inflation-proof than the U.S. dollar. Now, what you're going to get in the Patriot Pack is 2 1-ounce silver buffalo rounds. You're going to get 5 1-gram silver bars and 1 gram gold bar and a cloth bag to keep it all together. Now, United Patriot Coin has created a special discount just for my audience. You can get 10% off your first gold and silver Patriot Pack by using promo code CHAD10, that's CHAD10. And since each piece has a relatively small value compared to standard units like a kilo of silver or an ounce of gold, each Patriot Pack is basically a wallet full of small bills, so you can use a little at a time. It's pretty cool. You don't have to tap into your main stockpile. The Patriot Pack is a great way to get started in precious metals, but United Patriot Coin can also help you build a real portfolio of gold and silver customized to your needs, whether that's for short-term barter and trade or long-term asset protection and growth. They can even help you invest in physical precious metals through an IRA rollover account. Shop online at UnitedPatriotCoin.com or call their office in Texas at 844-202-7834. Check them out, UnitedPatriotCoin.com.
I need you to go leave a rating and review. Please help us. Come on, keep on climbing the charts. I've kind of been taking, I took a couple of weeks off of the audio podcast, the Mondays and Wednesdays. I took 2 weeks off of that deal
I don't know. Give me an excuse. There was no excuse other than I just didn't want to do it, okay? I've been on the road a lot. I've been going, but we're going to get back with that To The Point episodes. Coming up, I don't have a lot of shows in the month of April. I planned it that way because I knew March was going to be a heavy, heavy week. But if you go to watchchad.com, you'll see my live schedule. I think we're going to be on a Carnival cruise, doing a music cruise here the end of the month. And then we'll kick it back off in May again. Going to be in Luckenbach, Texas, Beaumont, Texas. That's going to be the one I do with Zach Rushing. So the next couple of months, not a killer schedule. And I'm okay with that because honestly, I've been a little bit burned out. But watchchad.com has all the fun stuff. Also gives me the opportunity to focus on this audience, you guys being able to do this show. And so thank you for tuning in. I want to talk to you a little bit about something that happened to me recently, and I'm going to bring a stranger in to talk about it with me, a strange person, I should say. CJ, how are you?
Strange, huh?
Well, go all the way out to that camera. So this camera angle, right? Look how short that skirt is.
That is my knee.
I thought you were about to say that's my meat. That is my meat.
This is my man catching leg.
You're going to hang that stanky leg out there. Yeah, you go do the Dougie. I don't know what the Dougie is. Can you twerk?
Absolutely not.
You don't have enough butt.
Maybe in this dress I can.
You don't have enough butt to twerk, do
you? It's got like some ruffles on the back. Gives me like a little tail feather that I can
shake. You can shake it. You don't have a whole lot of butt. You got to have some butt to...
Don't tell these people that. Leave people, something to the imagination.
Well, I don't think you leave a lot to the imagination, CJ. You dress...
My knee is showing. I am provocative.
What was it you said to me the other day? You said, I've dressed sexy my whole life. Weren't those the words?
Well, hey, listen. You can't come in here and, you know, date me for a couple years and then decide you're going to change my whole... wardrobe.
I've told you over and over again, you're a grown woman.
But look at this. I feel like this is very classy. This is how I dress.
You
just don't like to see anything above my ankles.
Well, I need you to be a little more traditional, a little more puritanical, a little more Victorian.
I'm cooking you dinner tonight.
No, you're not.
I'm going to clean the kitchen.
This is nothing anybody wants to talk about. So you and I were just in Mar-a-Lago.
We were. We were at the president's house.
That was the first time you'd ever been to Mar-a-Lago.
That was the first time. Yep.
What was your initial impression? Be honest. Then your initial impression whenever you came through the gates. What did you think of Mar-a-Lago?
I mean, it's funny. It looks like an outdated, like, it's goofy. There's like some little men holding up some flags, like little tiny statues on top. I mean, it's just nothing like I've ever seen before. It's gaudy. And I mean, it looks like money, but it's just bizarre. You'd think that they'd go in and, you know, redecorate that, just like when you go into the White House, like a new president goes in and redecorates that. But Mar-a-Lago looks like you step back in time when you walk in.
I need to send some pictures to the editor that I took. There in Mar-a-Lago.
You did really good.
Yeah.
It was creepy too, because there's like all these portraits on the walls and of people I don't know. There were some of Trump, which is just funny. I mean, he goes to dinner and like looks up and sees giant portraits of himself, and
the man's ego is intact, to put it that way. So I think Trump, I think Mar-a-Lago was, you guys can fact check me on this. In fact, I'm going to pull this thing up right here. Mar-a-Lago, which stands for
from sea to the lake, or
sea
something?
To the lake, and yeah. And it was built by Marjorie Meriwether Post, of course, Post cereal, between 1924 and 1927, and that's in the 20s when Florida had a big land boom, and so Mar-a-Lago. It opened officially January 1927, 4 years of construction, and I don't think they have updated it since then.
I don't think they have either. I heard that Trump has gone and put, like, more gold on things.
Really?
Yes, that's what The people that we were with that were actually staying there said that the only thing, I mean, there's like red carpet stairs and there is gold, but they said the only thing that he's done is, I mean, plated more gold on more things.
Yeah. So when she was at the time Mrs. E.F. Hutton. And of course, E.F. Hutton was the big stock brokerage firm.
Mm-hmm.
He was the big, you know, Franklin Laws Hutton was the brother of E.F. Hutton. The brothers together.
Those were the peoples on the wall.
Those were the people on the wall.
Yeah. I didn't know who they were.
Yeah. They were money, money, money.
They were.
But you go in there, and if you've never been to Mar-a-Lago, it's a little bit overwhelming. I think it's 22 acres. And I'm bringing all this up because I find it fascinating that these lawfare people who are coming after Trump are trying to say that Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. But it's 22 acres. I mean, this was this prime real estate, West Palm Beach, Florida, between the Atlantic Ocean and Lake Worth.
Yeah, and tell them about how, well, you probably don't want to do that just yet, but tell them about how Trump got that property.
Well, Trump, in a nutshell, they didn't want to sell it to Trump. The government had it. Yeah. The government didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
And so Trump wanted it. They didn't want to sell it to Trump. So Trump bought the property between the ocean and Mar-a-Lago for like $5 million and was going to build something there that was going to hinder the view from Mar-a-Lago to the ocean.
He was like, well, I'll just buy this. I'll build a big condo and then your property will be worth nothing.
Be worth nothing. And so they still, over in that area, that's still part of Mar-a-Lago on the other side of the highway. They just have underground tunnels. You can go from. So when you go in there, you pull up to the salon. You pull around to the back to the salon. There's a little, you know, because people stay there. It's a resort. People are members there. You can eat there. It's a social club. You can stay there. There's hotel rooms, which are pretty fascinating. And Donald Trump, that's his residence as well. He has a residence there. That's his primary residence. And it's kind of separated off from everything. But he's very much integrated in the crowd there. But it's gaudy. Like I said, I'll send some pictures to the editors. They can take a look at some of the things. It's pretty, but I will say this. So you and I, we got invited. Carrie Lake sent me a message and said she was having a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. I've known Carrie for a number of years. She's been on my show a number of times. And she wanted me to come and do a little comedy bit with Roseanne Barr and Jim Brewer. Of course, I said yes. I mean, absolutely thrilled to do it. When you go to Mar-a-Lago, you assume, especially at a Carrie Lake event, that Donald Trump is probably going to be there. I had checked his schedule to see if he had a campaign event somewhere because he had been out of town the night before.
Yeah, like the night before. It was like Wisconsin or something. Yeah.
And so I noticed that he didn't have a scheduled campaign event. So I figured there was a pretty good chance the president was going to be there. So anyway, we go and we spend the day on the yacht with Carrie Lake and some of her donors. And
so fancy.
120-foot yacht is a gorgeous boat. You know, you had to take your shoes off to go on the thing.
The owner of Finish Line.
Well, no, he's not the owner of Finish Line. Originally the owner. So John that owns the boat now doesn't. He
bought the boat.
Yeah, he bought the boat and they just kept the name Finish Line. Line shoes and, you know, sports stuff. So the original guy had that, the guy that had Finish Line on that boat. John bought it from him. But that we had a couple of hours on the boat. We're just schmoozing.
We were, well, and I told Chad on the boat, I was like, these people, and they're all like super rich, are so down to earth. And he looked at me and he goes, no, they're not. They just think that you're one of them and they're being really nice to you.
If they only knew.
If they only knew what kind of trailer, redneck, whatever we are.
If they only knew who we really were, I assure you, we would have been swimming home. Okay? The world may be going down in flames, but it's not going to get me down. It's not going to depress me. Nope, absolutely not. It may be a complete disaster out there with all these Bidenomics and all the crazy stuff happening in our world, but it's not going to ruin my day. You know why? Because I started my day with a really good dark cup of coffee, and it was delicious. It is an America First cup of coffee from Blackout Coffee. Man, I'm so proud to partner with these guys. Their coffee is 100% American, 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. They source the beans, the roasting process, the customer support and shipping. Everything they do embodies the true American spirit, the hardworking values, and they accept no compromise on taste or quality. I'm telling you something. When you see this cup sitting on this table, it is filled with Blackout Coffee. I love it so much. And maybe drinking too much of it, we'll see, but it's delicious. Listen, I want you to support small businesses across the country that have the same values you do, and Blackout Coffee is one of those companies. So I want you to check them out and see what you think. Listen, not only are they American first, they're family-owned. So I want you to go to blackoutcoffee.com/Chad, and right now, if you use promo code CHAD, I spell it Chad, you're going to get 20% off your first order. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Chad. Use promo code Chad. One more time, blackoutcoffee.com/Chad. Use that promo code, Chad. But no, they were very nice. They were very gracious to us. And a few of them did look at us as though we were sort of fish out of water. There were some who
I must be oblivious. I felt like I was among the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Well, you know, the funny thing about old guys that have $1 billion, they tend to have young wives.
You know what? That's why I felt like I stuck. They were. They're all the women are young. And all the men are old.
They were all your age.
And the men could have been your daddies.
Yeah.
Because they were old guy. I mean, like 80.
There was some old people on there.
With some.
Well,
young
I mean,
girls.
You know, like for instance, everybody knows who the actor Vince Vaughn is.
Yes.
And his parents
were on the boat.
And you know, we never led on that we knew that they were Vince Vaughn's parents.
No.
But, you know, beautiful people. His dad looks just like him. He's not tall like Vince.
Well, I already...
And I've been around them before,
Before I knew that they were Vince Vaughn's parents, I already had, like, eyed that lady's dress. I was already a fan of her clothes. We had already had a conversation about her outfit.
Yeah.
And then I found out it was Vince Vaughn's mom, and I was like, you know, I would think that I'd get along with Vince Vaughn's family, and there we were.
Always knew we would hit it off.
If Vince is listening, listen, yeah. We're your people.
Yeah. We have no clue Vince's relationship with his parents. I'm assuming it's got to be okay. I would assume that
your parents probably, like us.
Yeah. So anyway, but we hung out on the boat. Then we left that. And went and we got ready and had to go to Mar-a-Lago. Didn't really know what to expect. So they, you know, I've been to Mar-a-Lago before in the big ballroom. I've been there for TPUSA events. I've been at the black tie stuff where you're in the tuxedo and the whole thing. And I thought that's where we would be for this event, but we weren't. So we were out around the pool.
Yeah.
And there's about 6 steps from that porch down to the veranda where the pool is. And then inside that kind of the anteroom, which is another little smaller ballroom, they had the meet and greet. So it was Roseanne Barr was in there doing pictures behind the kind of the velvet curtain with Carrie Lake. And so people were lining up, going through, taking the pictures. And Jim Brewer and his wife, Dee, were there. And we hung out in there for a little bit. And then they cleared all that out and said, okay, well, it's time for this thing to get started. And it was very regimented. Boom, 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 boom. Everything had to happen, choreographed, you know, the way it was. And so we're in there. Our friend Roger Stone, who we've known for a long, long time. Roger's a character. There ain't no question about it. Roger's a character, right?
He's so goofy.
He's something. He's special. But anyway, Roger is the MC for that thing. He introduces Carrie. And then Carrie, she brings up, she was supposed to do Jim Brewer, me, and then Roseanne. Roseanne was going to be the final deal. And she did it backwards. She did Roseanne. So Roseanne kind of looks at me out there, and she's like, well, I guess I'm up. And so Roseanne goes up and does, you know, a few minutes of comedy, talks to the people. And then she introduces me. I go up and do a few minutes of comedy, murdered it. And then,
you did. You did really good.
And then Jim goes up there and rallied the troops. And it was all good. And then after that, everybody, you know, we're standing out there. They make us come down off that little porch there. And so we're standing at the base of the stairs. And then, of course, 45 comes out. And, you know, we're 10 feet away from Donald Trump. He gives his speech, does the whole thing. We had not seen him prior to that.
Mm-mm.
We had not seen him at all. He came to that anteroom behind everything. He came to that after we'd already left it.
Right.
They cleared it out for security purposes. And so we're out there, and he gives his speech, and then it's over. Carrie does her little thing, and it's over. I think they raised $1.1 million, which is a record. It's never been done in American history for a senator to have a fundraiser and raise over $1 million. I think before that, one fundraiser was like $350,000 was the record.
Well, and when Carrie booked that fundraiser there, they make you like say like your estimated amount of guests that who's going to attend because they want to know how many heads, whatever. They said 50. Carrie said 50, and then as they announced it, the numbers kept growing. And then I think it was like the night before the fundraiser, she was at like 375, and Mar-a-Lago was like, you can't have any more. Like, you're done. And she was getting phone calls from big donors going like, well, what if we pay 20,000 plate? What if we get, and they're like, well, let's see what we could do. Like, she's popular.
Yeah, they had to cut it off. They did have to cut it off. Mar-a-Lago was getting pissed because they were up to 150, and then I think it got up to 275.
Was it 275?
275. And they had to cut it. But I think they still had a little more than that because I'm a pretty good judge of crowds.
There was a ton of people.
And I'm sitting there and I'm looking out at the crowd and I go, eh, it's a lot of people. Now, let me cut in right here and say, because I have people who say, you know, we don't like Carrie Lake. Or listen, that's the nature of politics. Everybody has their candidate they like and they don't like.
Right.
All right. Carrie Lake voted for Barack Obama. She admits that. She did vote for Barack Obama. His first time.
And what did I say about that?
You tell me.
You don't know.
I know what you said. Rather, I want you to tell the audience.
I would rather somebody who has been red-pilled and has woke up and is fighting and advocating for our movement versus somebody, look at all these conservatives that we have serving in Congress that are basically Democrats.
Yeah.
I would take somebody like that 100 times.
I'll put it in another term. Or
under somebody that's just been blowing smoke up my butt.
Because after the yacht, we come back to the hotel. We go up to the rooftop bar. We had a cocktail. That's what we do. And we look out on the rooftop, and Carrie and her campaign people are out there. And so she saw us. She waved me over. I go over there and say hi. You came out. And her husband, Jeff, was there. Their kids were there. They were so gracious. And she said, sit down. And I was like, I don't want to get in your way. I said, you guys are busy. You got a lot going on for tonight. And CJ's like, I'll sit down. I don't have a problem with it at all.
I'll sit.
Because you have not ever been around Carrie.
No, I hadn't. But I also know, well, and you're very like, oh, we don't. But I felt in the moment that Carrie, I could tell on the boat, wanted to hang out with you. And so when she was like, sit down, I was like, hey, like she wasn't saying that to just be nice and polite. I could tell they wanted, so I knew you'd walk off. So I just sat my big butt down and got a drink.
I am not assuming. I really never want to push my own doors open, and I don't think I ever have, and I don't want to get in. I never want to intrude. I know people think that I'm some boisterous loudmouth that just loves to stir the pot. I'm really not that person in person, but we sat and we spent about an hour, and I tell that story because that one-on-one, we ate some tacos and visited a little bit, and even though I've known Carrie for a while and she's been on the show, it gave me more insight into who she is.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, I want somebody that's been red-pilled. So if you've been on the other side and you've been converted— I mean, you give me a radically newborn Christian who is so fervent in their faith over somebody that spent, you know, 60 years in the church and is just going through the motions.
Right.
Give me that person who's been radicalized.
And she has. She is like, what really struck me is she's really ready to lose it all. Her all their savings, their family. Like, she told her kids, she's like, you better get a job.
Well, they're being sued the same way Trump is.
They're going after her because they know she won't compromise. Just remember the phone call a few weeks ago when they were like, how much to buy you out? She will not. She's convicted. She lives by her convictions. She's a mama bear, and she wants to secure the future of the country for her children. So to me, somebody like that, I would vote for any day.
Well, I like Carrie on a personal level. And I also, there's certain things I don't agree with her on. She's qualified some stances that out there that I may not agree with. And again, she's not going to be my senator. You
but
know,
she'll be representing.
She's in Arizona, but I and there's a lot of people out there who said we would love for her to be the vice president pick. I used to think that she and I've even had that conversation, but I don't think that would be the most strategic thing. I think we need
people in the Senate.
We need people in the Senate. We need more people. If Trump gets elected, you sort of effectively take the person out, whoever the vice president is. We need some more effective people in other roles that are getting some things done.
Hey guys, you know, most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you're not going to have a second to spare to get ready and prepare. So you need to get ready right now before an emergency strikes. And trust me, one will soon enough. Your supplies should be within reach, ready to grab and go in a moment's notice. You need to secure those supplies at my website, preparewithchad.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of American families prepare since 2008. My Patriot Supply are the experts at all things self-reliance. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories a day. They're protected by heavy-duty 4-layer packaging, and these kits last up to 25 years in storage. Delicious food sealed inside rugged buckets with the handles designed to grab in a hurry. So go to preparewithchad.com. Get as many food kits as your family needs. $50 off, right? They ship fast. They ship the same day if you order before 3 o'clock, and they will show up in unmarked boxes. $50 off, preparewithchad.com. That's preparewithchad.com.
So I said, no, I think her deal in the Senate is the right deal. But they are using lawfare to come after her as well, because what they're trying to do with Trump and Carrie Lake and so many others, you know, is say, you will never try this ever again. Mm-hmm. We're going to make an example out of you, and we're going to let this be a lesson to the future, because as she said, there are people who said, you know, hey, if Trump gets elected again, do you want to be in his administration? And they're like, listen, I got to make a living. I got a family to feed. I can't go out there and just be attacked like that and lose everything, because that's right. What they're going to go after everybody.
And that's how you lose quality people to represent us, because like the actually people. So it's good. It's good that you have people like her that are willing, being like, all right, fine, take it all.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fine.
Because you've brought it up numerous times, and she even got behind the idea of me running against Dan Crenshaw for Congress. The idea of running again for me is like a nightmare, because again, you know what you go through, and that would be a battle royale that would be so damn ugly. But you know, politics is weird, but these days it's so different, because now it is, you know, running for office, wanting to serve your state, serve your community, serve the people around you, wanting to do that, you're literally risking everything if you're not part of the woke agenda. And so it's a scary thing. You know, Carrie's experiencing that right now. And listen, you know, she's up against Gallegos, who kind of keep him in the shadows, and you just hear his name. I mean, he's like this little 5'2" nothing Marxist in Arizona. He's the Democrat. Sheriff Mark Lamb is also running. Listen, I know Mark Lamb. I've known him for a while. I like Mark Lamb. I think he's great. I mean, if you search Mark Lamb, Chad Prather on Facebook, you'll see pictures of us together. I like the guy. I think he's a good man. But I like Carrie, because Carrie's got so much at stake.
Yeah.
I mean, she's willing to lose everything to do this. So
she's a rock star.
So we're sitting out there, and we go, you know, Trump comes out, does his speech at Mar-a-Lago. And then if you go to dinner up there, you have to go up on the veranda. You have to be hosted by a member of the club.
Yeah.
So we were there with the folks that sat at our table, and we just had a great time. Jim and Dee Brewer were there. Lynn Patton was there, who has been Trump's event coordinator forever. And the couple that hosted us. And we just visited, had a good time. We talked. And as we were walking up, you know, it's a no camera, no video policy up on the thing. Sometimes people cheat a little bit, but there's a no camera policy.
We were standing right by the no camera sign.
Right by it. And it was seafood night. And I'll tell you this about Trump. Everything he does, top notch. Top notch. So it was seafood night. Lobster, oysters, sushi. It was all this food. And let me tell you something, the food was delicious.
You're going to have to take me to get oysters now today.
We'll see. We'll pray about that.
Sorry to interrupt.
We'll pray about that.
Go ahead.
But the food was, the food, and I'm not blowing smoke here, because it's not like Donald Trump's ever going to listen to this podcast. I'm telling you, the food at Mar-a-Lago is phenomenal.
It was the best food.
Those I mean, I best. Craved it for 3 days afterwards.
Yeah, it was like the best little oysters, best lobster, best sushi. Everything was so good.
It was so good. So good. Everything. The risotto was phenomenal.
And
they even had orange, spicy orange chicken. And I was like, come with me. Jim Brewer couldn't get enough. I think he went back 3 times.
I wish I would have gone back.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go back.
We're going back to Mar-a-Lago.
You're going to have to
Mar-a-Lago, remember. Mar-a-Lago, we'll be back. We'll be back. We're going to be back to the seat of the lake. You know? But you go out there.
Tell them what happened. Well,
what happened? Oh, as we're walking up to the deal, I see the president. He's sitting at his table as we're coming up. I see him stand up. So Donald Trump's going into the dining hall to fix his plate, right?
To get some of that
seafood. I mean, now let that sink in. Donald John Trump, DJT, is going to fix his plate at the buffet. And he walks up, and as he's approaching, he looks at me, and he says,
Chad.
Chad? Now, I was like, I ignored it. Like, I've been around Trump. I don't think Trump knows me from Adam's house cat, honestly. Maybe it's because of my time on the Blaze. Maybe he's pissed at me. Maybe I've tweeted something. I don't know. But he walks up. He says my name. He didn't know I was on the bill. He didn't know I was on the agenda.
Yeah, he didn't watch you talk.
Yeah, he couldn't hear that from where he was. So he comes up. He says my name. I reach out. I say my hand. I say, Mr. President. He gives the Donald Trump little hesitation, looks at me, sizes me up to see if I'm good enough to shake hands with. Chad? Reaches out, shakes my hand, and you say,
well, gosh darn it, I've wanted to meet you my whole life. Like, little, who is this?
That is literally what you said. Well, gosh darn, I've wanted to meet you my entire life.
Like, who is this little redneck chick you brought with you, carrying my shoes around in my hand?
Yeah, you're barefooted, holding your shoes, your heels.
No. So nice to meet you, Mr. President. I was just like, I came out.
Yeah, CJ came out. And you came over and sat down. You were like, did I say doggone or gosh darn? Pretty sure you went with gosh darn. But he turns around, he looks at you, and again, in pure Donald Trump fashion, goes, you're beautiful, you did good. He looks at me, she's beautiful. And he walks on. Fixes his plate.
I know, and all I could think at that moment was, he walked right up to you and said your name.
Yeah.
And I honestly think I might have interrupted an incredible conversation that y'all could have had. I mean, you could have been his next advisor, telling him to sue, like, is it Letita, Laida, Letta, James?
Letitia.
Letitia James. Y'all could have just like wandered off into the sunset.
I could have been out there losing everything. I could have been losing everything.
But your little girlfriend had to poke her little hand in and tell him I wanted to meet you.
I don't think Trump and I had a whole lot to talk about in that moment. But we went on over to the table and you're like, did he? He just said your name.
You caught that?
He just said your name. I was like, yeah. I mean, you know, what's up? I got it like that. Shy, baby, I got it. So
you never. Every morning you wake up, you need to get on Twitter and just be like, "I'm just saying good morning to Donald Trump again because we're friends."
Well, I don't get starstruck by anybody. Yeah. I mean, if you don't get starstruck by the president, I don't get starstruck. People are people. You don't get starstruck.
I don't get starstruck
at all. The only person I've ever seen you get starstruck around was Gretchen Wilson, of all people, country music legend. Well, because Gretchen Wilson.
I will say I have gotten starstruck by her and Dina Carter because it's the people I listened to when I was like fanatical fifth grade or something. You know what I mean? And they were my celebrities. So when I saw them, I went into like this like, ah.
Yeah. Well, like I was telling my daughter, I was laughing about the story about the time I met Isaac Hanson from the group Hanson. Mm-hmm. Mm-bop, you know. So Isaac Hanson was there at the Blaze studio one time, and I wanted to tell him, you know, my girlfriend used to make out to your poster. used to make out with
you
your poster
on
her wall.
So, but once again, in the time period
when I was in sixth grade,
then I'm going to be starstruck.
Learning how to kiss a poster of Isaac Hanson. But I don't really get starstruck. So I didn't think anything about it until I went over it. And I was like, yeah, I guess he did say my name. But, you know, so, okay, Sarah.
I was so shocked at, like, how good looking he was in person.
Yeah.
Well, and on the cameras.
You're never going back to Mar-a-Lago.
We're going. Trump thinks I'm beautiful. I think he's good looking.
Hey, you know what? There's a lot of 80-year-olds.
Competition.
There's a lot of 80-year-olds with 38-year-old wives out there.
Oh,
how old are you now? How old are you now?
Don't do that to me.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm under 40.
You might be beyond Mar-a-Lago marrying standards.
Oh, my gosh. You think I am?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Well, he's married, so there's that.
Yeah. He's gotten rid of wives before.
He's married to Melania, and nobody holds a candle to that lady. Media makes me mad because nobody gives her the credit for being the most beautiful first lady ever, and she is.
She's gorgeous. But, Donald Trump, if you've never been around Donald Trump, you know, the media has always tried to make him out to be some big, fat blowhard. He's a pretty solid presence as a man.
Yeah.
You know, he's a grown-ass man. Mm-hmm. He's, 6'2"?
Mm-hmm.
And he casts a pretty good shadow. You know, got a solid grip on the handshake, knows what he's doing.
So he is 6'2", but were you surprised at how, I mean, like, has he lost weight?
Yeah.
He looked great. I just, like, on camera, I just never thought he looked that good, but he looked great in person.
Yeah.
But cameras do that. You just can't really tell.
He's such a girl.
What?
No, he has lost weight. He does look good. Uh-huh. He's lost a good bit of weight. And, the takeaway from that whole deal was, you know, I haven't been around Trump. Gosh, I haven't been around Trump since he was running his campaign for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't been around him at all. And even then it was nominal. I mean, you remember the time we went to the rally?
Y'all weren't like being best friends. Like
No, we've never done that.
Right, no.
But like I can remember getting on the elevator at the hotel in Tulsa with Brad Parscale, who was running his campaign at the time. And Parscale, of course, recognized you, you know, the singer who sung at the rallies before. You know, these people, my point is, let's say you're in the presence of Joe Biden. 4 years later, Joe Biden's not walking up saying your name.
100%.
He's not walking up remembering
you. He is shaking the air's hand.
Yeah. And, he can't find
Trump
his way off a stage.
Walks right up to you, who's never been friends with him or anything. Y'all never like hung out in the same circles. Sorry. It's not like you're hanging out at Mar-a-Lago a lot. And
I think
knew
I may
your
change
name.
That, though.
I would love to change that.
I don't know.
I feel like seafood night every week.
I felt a little more welcome this time, you know.
We will go for seafood week every week.
But Joe Biden ain't doing that. Mm-mm. His cognitive decline, he's not with it.
No.
He doesn't remember anybody.
What is going on?
So anyway, I thought, hey, that's a pretty solid presence of mind. To walk up, recognize me, go, Chad. And I was like, you know, that's impressive to me. So when you look at the cognitive abilities, I mean, yes, Trump is 77 years old. Joe Biden's 81. There's no comparison. Mm-mm. Trump is in good shape. I mean, as you said, he's looking good.
Great.
His presence of mind is solid. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to shut him up. The guy is like water off a duck's back. I mean, he even violated the gag order this past week and just went out there and said, listen, what you guys are doing is not constitutional. He called him out on Truth Social. He's not scared of him.
Mm-mm.
He's simply not scared of him. He literally said on his Truth Social post the other day, he said, I'll go to jail. If this is what I need to do, I'll go to jail. I will be a Nelson Mandela.
I thought I'd be able to pull it up. It was on Fox Business. It was one of their anchors was saying, it was a guest lawyer that they had on there. And they were saying that Trump needs to ASAP sue Letitia James for calling his administration too white, too male, and with the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah.
Because what she said is discrimination.
It is discrimination. And wasn't it interesting, though? I mean, we sat there with Lynn Patton, who is a black woman.
That's been his advisor for 16 years.
Yeah, forever. There was a trans woman at the table next to us having a birthday party.
Yep, and she actually, the trans woman, which I would have never known that was a man because I don't even know, was that really a trans person?
That's what they said.
They said it. I'm telling you, good surgeon, because they kept walking. I really don't know if it was a real man or a real female. That's how confused I am. I don't know if someone just said that, but they kept walking over to Donald Trump, like obviously friends with Trump.
Yeah.
And people try to, you know, like my friend from high school that likes to write me all these letters and just talk so bad about Trump. Oh, he's anti-LGBTQ. No, he's not. That's the only thing they have on him. They say that he is. I'm like, okay, then why is a transgender having a birthday party at Mar-a-Lago if he is so anti? Like, you know?
And Carrie Lake's campaign managers.
Carrie Lake's camp are gay.
I mean, cool story, bro, but they're gay. I mean, everybody that's like, oh, the Republicans are so anti-LGBT.
They're not. I hate that. That's the only thing the left has to campaign on.
We don't care. We don't care until you involve children.
Yeah.
We're going to have... take women's medals. We have a trans person that's coming on this program.
Yeah.
Very soon, that I met recently, has agreed to come on. A man transitioning into a woman. I want to have that conversation.
Super conservative, too.
Well, we'll see.
I think they said that, but
claims. We'll see. But regardless of their political views, I want to have a conversation.
But the left uses that narrative to attack the weak and feeble-minded people, like girlfriend that keeps writing me letters saying, because they think that's all there is in life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's not true. And keep living in your hatred and vitriol.
Well, they're just
I'm
mad.
Gonna block you.
they need to have something to be mad at. But like, here's my thing: if Trump is so bad, if Trump is so bad, if he's such a horrible person, I mean, he's Hitler, right? Isn't that what Rachel Maddow said? Isn't that what Joe Biden says? He's Hitler.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it? They came out the other day. If Trump is elected, he's gonna get rid of black people. I mean, that one woman who was a talking head the other day, she literally said that. Yeah, she said it. She said, his generals are gonna come and they're gonna. Then there was this. Let me show you this
little
clip.
And they actually let these people on television?
Let me show you this little clip right here. Well, it's asinine.
Well, do they care about their credibility at all when you let someone up there say something so off the wall like that?
So I'm gonna show you this little clip right here. So we'll put this up there for you guys to see, but just a little reaction here. So here's a bunch of there's a bunch of I'll show it to you in a second. Here's a bunch of liberals dancing around the room. They the men look like lesbians. What is it about old men that just start looking like butch lesbians? But watch this right here. Watch this. So they're dancing around the room, and she's basically they're dancing. I mean, look how cringeworthy this video is. And she's like, you got to get out and register to vote. They're in Pennsylvania. They're dancing around. Look at this. They dug this guy up from the grave back here dancing. And then she's saying, if Trump gets elected, he's going to take your Social Security. And all these people are on Social Security. Oh, and if Trump is elected, he's going to take your health care. These people are unhinged. I mean, look at them. And they always look the same.
And why are they dancing like this as she says that? is there any music?
Yeah, I think she's holding a little Bluetooth speaker there.
Trump's going to take your Social Security.
I mean, I think this guy used to sing for Air Supply. I think this guy was my college professor at Georgia. But yeah, they always look the same. But Trump is Hitler, right? If Trump is such a bad person, why do they have to keep making up lies about him?
Exactly.
So... Remember the whole, very fine people, the Charlottesville? That was one of their first deals they did. That was a lie. They took that out of context. That's not what he said. But they are still, 8 years later, running with that narrative.
They don't like Trump because he's America first. And the thing about Trump is he is not even the most conservative.
Get close to that microphone.
I'm sorry. The thing that is about Trump, he's a former Democrat. He's not even, on some stances, he's going to make a whole bunch of conservatives mad with some of his stances, like on abortion and stuff. And he'll say, it's crazy if you go on like Politico and they're attacking Trump for his abortion stance, when it probably aligns more to the left than to the right. But it's just absolutely anything he does or says, they attack him for. And then they start attacking like things that actually would maybe even behoove them.
I don't agree with Trump on his abortion stance. I don't agree with Trump with how he handled Operation Warp Speed or the vaccines. I don't agree with him on those things. And I've publicly said so.
Well, it's okay. You know, when you have a leader, you're not supposed to agree with it. Like they'll say people who are MAGA, which I consider myself MAGA, just blindly support people. And we don't. I love Trump. I respect Trump. But there's also, I'm not going to see eye to eye and agree on everything that he does.
Well, I can tell you he's way better than the alternative.
Oh, heck yeah. I love Trump. Let's get that out there.
We know you do.
I will sing songs.
I mean, you're ready to kick Melania to the curb and move into the grand bedroom.
I would never.
Over there with his old orange balls.
I was just trying to make you like, you know, you make sure you're on your toes.
I'll be all right. I've got open invitation to Mar-a-Lago anytime I want. I don't know if you've seen it.
You're not
going to
bring me anymore?
I don't know if you've seen it, but there's some young ladies around there, and I don't think they get what they need.
Oh, from their little 80-year-old men?
Yeah. I've heard some stories. But look at the lies they told. The very fine people from Charlottesville or the Russian collusion thing. Why do they have to keep telling those lies? Why do they have to pull things out of context, like the bloodbath speech that he gave, or when he said he says illegal aliens are animals. No, he was talking about the murder of Lake and Riley.
Yeah.
Or when he talks about rapists and murderers, he was talking about MS-13. Why do they have to keep lying about those? If he's
because
such a horrible person.
Because they don't have anything legit against him.
And I'm telling you, listen to me, audience. If he is such a horrible person, why can't they play everything in the full context and say, this is what he said, this was the full deal? And you said, well, he questioned the election. Democrats have collected. Go back to 2000. I remember where I was. I was in Maryville, Tennessee, the night of the election between George W. Bush and Al Gore. They didn't decide that for however many weeks after that. They claimed that George Bush stole it in 2000. They claimed that George Bush stole it in 2004. Then afterwards, they say that Barack Obama's elections were perfectly legitimate. And then they say in 2016, Donald Trump stole that election because the Russians took out a couple $1,000s in Facebook ads. I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And people are still running with that crap. It's been debunked over and over and over again. But listen, 2018, when Stacey Abrams lost to Brian Kemp in Georgia, the gubernatorial race over there, they said that was stolen. They said there was, 50,000 duplicate names and, names of dead people were removed from the voter rolls, and that's why she lost. And the funny thing is they lost by almost 55,000 votes, so even if they would have received every single one of those disenfranchised dead people voters that didn't even exist, if they'd have got it, she would have still lost. But they're still questioning that. Stacey Abrams has still never conceded the election in Georgia. So you guys kiss my ass on that whole deal. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm just absolutely sick of the whole thing of them. If he's such a horrible person, then Joe Biden don't even recognize his granddaughter.
But what I don't get, and back to me saying on some of his stances, he's, even over to the left. What do they not like? What are they complaining about? What are they so threatened by? Is it because they can't control him with money? Is that what it is?
Can't.
I still haven't figured out what they don't like.
Can't.
They didn't like a roaring economy. They didn't like, American jobs. Or they don't like people thriving. It's because they're communists. Okay, yeah. I just answered my own question. Because they don't want us thriving. They want to control us all. That's
well, they want you dependent. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to say, okay, well, they want to be the overlords. Ultimately, they want the world, they want the UN, they want the one world government, they want the globalism, they want all this stuff. So, a guy like Donald Trump is a threat to all of that deal.
Right.
He's a threat to every bit of that. And then you have the Republicans out there who say, well, we're never going to vote for Donald Trump because of all he spent $8 trillion or whatever when he was president. I'm like, okay, look, the guy ran in. Yes, he was an overspender. I will give you that too. But my gosh, literally, we have an administration right here who's killing the country.
Right.
Destroying the country. Like, taking away all the foundations and the underpinning. You can't build back from that. And they call it building back better. You can't do it. You know, Trump had an unprecedented pandemic that happened, which no one knew really what was going on.
Nobody knows what's going on. That's why I have a lot of grace right there. I mean, obviously I'm anti, I don't know what you can say or what you can't, but, and I know he pushed things, but nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Nobody knew.
Well, I just know that you got a guy in the office right
and
now.
And because he's gone through that, I feel like he would go into this next presidency with eyes wide open. Well, like very aware of the snakes that have been coming at him. Versus last time, he was probably a little naive.
You know, Joe Biden, who is Puerto Rican and Catholic and Jewish and Black and Irish, and the list goes on and on. No matter who he's talking to, he comes up with another lie to pander to those people. I mean, he was there when the Francis Scott Key Bridge was built, right? He rode the train over the damn thing. There's no train tracks on it. I mean, the guy just panders, whatever. I mean, he's looking for corn pop out there with those kids. They jumped up in my leg, and they lap, and they looked. I like kids jumping up in my lap, and they rub my legs and my little hairs that turn gold in the sun. They turn blonde in the sun. They had curly hairs, and they just kids would rub my legs and watch them pop back up again. What the are you talking about? The guy doesn't even acknowledge his granddaughter.
Really
he's acknowledged
good.
His granddaughter, the one from the illegitimate whatever child from Hunter Biden's affair with the stripper. The girl named Dallas from Little Rock in D.C. He's acknowledged that child one time.
I know. Can you imagine if that was Trump's family?
Yeah.
If he had an illegitimate grandchild that he didn't acknowledge, they would never let that go.
I mean, you got CNN. No, MSNBC.
That kid would be a correspondent on one of those.
Yeah, they'd be paying that kid $20 million dollars at the age of 8.
Yeah.
Just to get her take on things. MSNBC, after Trump won his primaries, they wouldn't play Trump's victory speech because they said, we're afraid he's going to tell lies.
Oh.
They said that. Rachel Maddow, I mean, that's literally what they said. So if he's going to lie, well, why don't you just let us be able to, you know, pick it out. Mm. We've had to evacuate 7 U.S. embassies in the 3 years that Joe Biden's been president. We know about the 13 that died in the Afghanistan withdrawal. Joe Biden, if you go back and watch the clips, he even said it would take at least a year to pull everything out. But even if you left all the equipment behind, it would still take a long time. And we're going to turn those billions of dollars of equipment over and they're going to use it against us. Well, that's exactly what the son of a bitch did.
Right.
You know that. Now they're talking. Antony Blinken last week was talking about allowing Ukraine to join NATO. I mean, they are walking us
World War III,
lock, stock, and barrel towards World War III.
And they need it.
That's what they're doing.
It.
And then you got Vladimir Zelensky, who I'd like to slap in the mouth, who came out the other day and said, basically issued a threat that the U.S. better send more aid or else, because again. These guys, that dude's doing great. Zelensky is. Mm-hmm. He's doing fantastic. I mean, we can't afford groceries, but that dude's living large on the cover of Vogue magazine. And I mean, and he's one big photo op too. I mean, they got him choreographed all the way down to that green drab shirt he wears everywhere. I bet he smells like Europe. I bet he smells like
I thought you were going to say urine.
I bet that's what Europe smells like.
Oh, I don't know what
Europe,
you haven't
Europe
brought
Europe sort
me.
Of smells like old piss. Yeah. Eastern Bloc countries, they kind of have a smell.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. You can't smell anything. Fun fact about CJ, she doesn't smell things.
And so Chad feels like he can toot around me all the time.
She can hear. No. You know, Trump came out the other day and said, if I'm president again, the gas prices will be back under $2 a gallon. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
I do too.
Watch what will happen. Now, I know there are people out there who say, well, you know, people in the oil and gas industry, they tend to vote conservative, but they sure do thrive more whenever there's a Democrat that's in office. Yeah, well, that's because the prices get driven so damn high.
Mm.
Now, again, you say, well, the president doesn't have anything to do with gas prices. Well, when they came down 50 cents, Karine Jean-Pierre sure as hell was on that TV telling everybody that Joe Biden was bringing the gas prices down. So which is it? He shut down the we're out of reserves. He said he was going to refill the reserves. Then he came out the other day and said he's not going to do it. People are like, we got more oil and gas in this country than we know what to do with. That's true. But if you're not getting it and filling the oil reserves, you're in trouble. So I posted that the other day, 28,000 something reactions on Twitter, and about the oil reserves. And people are like, we got more oil and gas underneath. Yeah, we do. We've been telling you that. So drill, baby, drill. Why aren't we drilling? Why aren't we drilling? Why aren't we refilling the reserves? I tell you this, if an EMP attack happened and we're incapable of drilling it and we're not sitting on reserves,
we're screwed.
We're screwed. But everybody's like, you guys are just a bunch of conspiracy theories. Go, if you think that I'm just a fearmonger, go to the grocery store and look around. Go to the gas station. Look at the prices. Travel up and down the road. I mean, really, you're going to go buy a brand new truck. You're going to go buy a brand new truck. Let's say you're going to go pick up a Ford F-250. That's a $100,000 automobile now. Mm-hmm. $100,000. And you know what? They'll never bring those prices down. No matter what's going on.
Now they're getting that much.
They're getting it. And they know they can get it. But you're going to go buy a new pickup truck and it's going to cost you $100,000? I mean, yeah, you can buy a cheaper truck and stuff like that. But I'm talking about you're going to go buy a nice Ford F-250. You're going to have to wait on it. But you're going to spend $100,000.
Well, I would think eventually, when the lots are full of cars that people can't afford, that bubble's going to burst. Just like the housing industry when it corrects.
And that's why Ford.
What year was that? When there's just a whole bunch of empty high rises and condos and.
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah, and then it bursts.
Yeah.
Because it has to correct itself. I would hope.
Yeah.
Because
it won't.
I'm going to be driving your Bronco for a long time.
It won't. And it might correct itself a little bit, but you don't want to have a crash or a recession in order to see that happen.
Right.
I mean, so back in 2008, 2009, they were given anybody that they could hold a mirror under their nose and find, it fogged it up and they could prove that they had breath and proof of life. They were giving people a mortgage to whether they could afford it or not. Mm-hmm. And then that housing bubble burst and everybody had to foreclose on their homes because they were buying houses they couldn't afford.
Right.
And so this whole equality, equity, whatever you want to call it, everybody deserves this house. No, they didn't. And that type of economy proved that you can't do stuff like that. And then it blew up under Obama and we wound up in a recession. Well, that's going to happen with so many different things. You just ask Ford. Ford Motor Company lost over $4 billion in the fiscal year of 2023 because they did the electric vehicle initiative and they discovered nobody wants an electric freaking truck. Nobody wants an electric truck. I mean, I don't want that. I don't want it. I don't want, I don't want anything like that. Let me check the time. I'm going to wind this thing down. But I'm fired up about this.
I love listening to you talk.
I'm fired up about this.
You fire me up.
So to all those folks out there, that want to say, well, I don't like Trump, and don't like him. If you don't like him, don't like him. This doesn't have to be a cult of personality. I don't like everything about Trump. I don't like anything about you. I don't like everything about you.
Wait, you just said anything about me.
Well, it's Freudian, and maybe it was true, CJ. I'm under duress, people. Rescue me. You young ladies at Mar-a-Lago, holla at your boy. We can make that old man disappear. I promise you it'll look like an accident. I know places to hide bodies, and you get the inheritance. But I need to be snuggly soft. You know what I'm talking about? I got needs, mama. I'm going to be in Mar-a-Lago in my new lifestyle.
I'm not meeting him, am I?
Mm-hmm.
Told you I'm making you dinner.
Hey, get close to the microphone again. Pretend like you know what you're doing.
Okay.
Golly, you're showing your leg meat over here. Look at that.
I'm trying to catch a man, too.
Put your legs together. Quit shaking that tail feather. God, I apologize to those of you who are having to watch this. Somebody needs Jesus. Hey, the Biden administration will destroy this country. And it's not just whether it's Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama or Gretchen Whitmer or whoever the hell they appoint to put up there to be the puppet. This administration being run by the powers that be out there, and I don't think it's Barack Obama, although I think he's got more power than most of them, but he's a puppet too. They're controlling him. They created Barack Obama. Four more years of that, and we're screwed. And those of you who are like, well, I don't like it. I'm not going to vote. La, 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 la. You got to get out there. You got to overwhelm that algorithm. I don't think my vote's going to count. They're not going to turn that thing up so that, Joe got, 81 million votes in 2020, right? Mm-hmm. 81 million votes. He got more black votes than Barack Obama ever got in two different elections. And it, so what are they going to do? They're going to turn it up and say this time he got 110 million votes?
Right.
Donald Trump got more votes in a Republican presidential election than any candidate in history with 75 million votes. So suddenly everybody cares about voting. Now, I know this. You go to a Trump rally, there's 100,000 people out there, 20 to 100,000 people out there. You go to Joe Biden's rallies and there's 12. And back in 2020, before that election, when he was campaigning, they're all socially distant, sitting in a freaking hula hoop that was out on the ground, so they'd stay socially distanced.
And one of their excuses that I think they thought they were getting away with last time is that he had so many votes because people were voting against Trump, not really for Biden. But I feel like that narrative has fallen because people have seen, or especially like independents and stuff, and actually a lot of Democrats have seen what a disaster he is. So that's not going to be the case. And like Carrie said to us when we were talking, they can't get away with the same way they cheated last time. Like they can't get away with only putting broken machines in red counties and stuff like they did in Arizona. They're not going to be able, if they do that, then it's very obvious.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to come up with new ways. And that's why they're freaking out right now, because they know they can't. I think they know that they can't cheat, especially if we all show up to vote.
Not in the same way they did. Not to the same level they did. Mm-mm. But I'll say this. It's going to be interesting to see what happens come November. I mean, a lot of people think there won't even be an election. A lot of people think there won't be. Mm. So who knows? Maybe we'll be in World War III. We're in a dangerous place. I could tell you this. We're in a dangerous place.
I think so, too.
Very.
Oh, I know.
We're losing this country. Open borders, Bidenflation, all the different things that we're dealing with out there. And we got the window licker in chief who doesn't have a clue what he's doing. Mm-mm. And he's, you know, he's bought out, laundering that money. So people can hate me if they want. I'm more fired up than ever before. To say, listen, we gotta get this country back, and it's gonna take some radicals to do it. It's gonna take some radical thought to do it, and we're gonna have to stay the course. We heard some ghost stories at Mar-a-Lago.
Yep, so Michael Jackson is there.
Maria, who was one of our hosts, she took us up. Mm-hmm. They took us and showed us the bedroom. In the tower.
It's the same bedroom that Michael Jackson would stay in.
Yeah, when he was married to Lisa Marie.
And she woke up the other night by
Michael Jackson going, hee hee.
No, what? She woke up to Michael Jackson going, Lisa, right?
Lisa Marie.
She was like, what?
Yeah.
If Michael Jackson's ghost woke me up, I don't know. I'd ask him to stay.
If I'm in the room with Michael Jackson's ghost and he doesn't say, you are not alone. I am here with you. I would be disappointed. That would be better than him going, just beat it. Because you know what? I'd beat it.
Did you put some thought into these
jokes?
No,
this is
That's
off the top
good.
Of my head.
You got to remember that.
Just beat it. I'd be gone. The better way to tell that joke is that he's got to sing, you are not alone. Because if he did that, I'd beat it. It doesn't take much, Sean. I can write the dumbest jokes in the world and CJ's.
I don't think they're dumb.
CJ's right there. She's here for it, man.
I am.
You are not alone. I am here with you. I'll leave that to Michael's ghost. Yeah. Would be funny is if never mind. I'm not going any further with that joke.
But I want to hear it. I want to hear it, Tommy. You can't do that kind of stuff, especially now. Everybody that's listening wants
it was going
to
be a dirty Diana. Dirty Diana. No, I was good. I had jokes. I was going to take it places with, like, if you were sleeping in that bedroom, and Michael would go, PYT, pretty young thing. Like, you'd be like, what's up, Mike? I'm sticking around. Yeah. Oh, well, this was fun. CJ, ghost stories. You took me to a restaurant that was haunted.
I took you to a haunted restaurant.
Yeah.
In
Old
Town Spring.
I didn't see anything.
We didn't see anything, but.
No ghosts.
Well, I don't know about that. Some people have seen things there, though. Mm. Once your brother's in Old Town Spring.
I was on a Ghost Hunters episode one time.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Did you see anything there?
No.
I don't
we just
think
spent
the
a dark,
like
creepy
you.
Bunch of hours in an old house.
Yeah.
Those people walked around. They were serious, though. They were like, what was that? I was like, the AC came on. It just moved the curtain. Those people were all about it.
That's funny.
And they were like, afterwards, we had a little debrief. Well, what did you feel? I mean, y'all made it creepy. So.
That's funny. Your imagination can take over and you think you feel things that you don't. But we saw that picture and you can see the ghost on the balcony.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
you can see women on the balcony.
Yeah, you see them.
And it was an old brothel.
There was a person in the window too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a picture. And you know, I always do the joke about where I grew up. You know, we didn't know what ghosts were because you know, if you die in a mobile home, you're not coming back to that. You know, our mobile home wasn't possessed, but it did get repossessed.
Oh my gosh, you're funny.
See more jokes.
I don't know any jokes. I can't tell them. I'm horrible.
You don't. All right, we're going to go. Watchchad.com is where the fun stuff is. My new song is doing great, Famous Again. Yeah. If you're still a part of this episode and you have not downloaded Famous Again or streamed it, go get it. It debuted on the Positive Country Charts, which is kind of Christian country. Mm-hmm. It debuted on the Positive Country Charts at 14. It was the most added song of the week. You know where they're playing it a lot? They're playing it in Alberta, Alberta, Canada.
Really? That's so cool. You came in above Ann Wilson, and Ann Wilson is like my favorite singer.
What about me?
No. You are nobody's
favorite.
You're totally my favorite.
Okay.
I can sing every single one of your songs, but I thought it was a big deal because she's up for a CMA award. And she's kind of like the new little thing on the block, and you're doing better than her.
I'm doing better than her.
You are.
Kiss my Positive Country, Ann. You know where our 14th most downloaded location?
Where?
Oslo, Norway.
What?
People are listening. I'm going to be like David Hasselhoff. I'm going to do a European tour.
You got a
tour.
Fan there. That's
one person's playing it and got it on repeat. I'm gonna get big like David Hasselhoff. You know who David Hasselhoff was?
I recognize his name. I can see his face. Oh,
he was
yeah.
Mitch on Baywatch. He was the main guy.
He was popular in Norway?
No, all over Europe. Like Germany especially. When he would do his little pop music thing, he had his little thing. He would tour all over Europe. Because he was a big deal in Europe.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be mad if you needed to do a European tour and
well,
take
then
me.
You would figure out what Europe smells like.
I mean, if that's what it takes for you to bring me to Europe.
Yeah. I'll take you to Europe. All if right. you really want to go, I've been.
Not that great?
It's not all that. I've seen things. I've seen enough things.
I heard the food's not good. We'll just go back to
Mar-a-Lago. Food's not good. Like, we went into that British supermarket the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about that, they got that little British market. Mm-hmm. They got all this, like, coddled cream.
It's like weedy
And I'm like, well, who comes in here buying this stuff?
Somebody. We might want to check the expiration
I've been to Britain a number of times. I can tell you, I've never eaten anything there that was impressive. Mm-mm. I mean, I've been to Ireland a lot. There's occasionally you run across a pretty good stew, but
ugh.
You don't go there for the cuisine, man. Anyway, woo! Here we are, folks. Watchchad.com. The song as well is Famous Again. Remind me, I got to put that on my website too on Watchchad. Yeah. I got to load that up. Got to do a little work. I don't have a secretary anymore.
Got things to do.
I never have had one.
And I'm not your secretary.
So. No.
Oh, I'm horrible.
No. Oh, you can go over to PraetherTees.com as well, T-E-E-S, PraetherTees.com, and do a little shopping. We're trying to clear out some inventory. Help me out on that. At WatchChad is all of the socials, Facebook, X, not Facebook, I guess you can, X, Instagram, whatever, and then Lone Star CJ.
There I am. So,
all right, thanks for hanging out. Fist bump. I like you okay. All right, guys, don't forget, support us by leaving a rating and review. Did I leave anything out? We're good. Thanks to our sponsors. They make this show possible. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Bye.